terms of what did they do here, I'd argue Dable's success was better than McAdoo's success. Because here's another thing. Hold on. I'm going to fight this fight. Ben McAdoo inherited a Hall of Fame quarterback and a wide receiver that was playing at the top of his game. Brian Dable inherited Daniel Jones. And Malik Nabers wasn't even here yet.
Who was the number one wide receiver in 22? I'm forgetting now.
In 22, I believe was goal. Oh, no.
Saquon Barkley as a running back.
It was you probably
late. By the end of the year, ended up being Isaiah Hodgins, who they acquired midseason.
Yeah, so think about
it. He was clutch, though.
Hodgins was clutch, but I mean, he was familiar because Dave's had him up in Buffalo.
So as we're talking this through, Tommy, you still want to have Dable behind Ben McAdoo?
Yeah, I mean, McAdoo had more horses on defense, too. Had a lot of veteran guys that played really well in that playoff year. I just go back to the fact that we don't know what Brian Dable's going to do for the rest of his tenure. He could still do something that's like catastrophic, so I'm not going to put him ahead of McAdoo. Does that make sense?
Fair enough. That's your ranking. Okay. Sean, where are your list?
I can't believe I'm complete opposite. First of all, Brian Dable's on another stratosphere than these other three. I just want to make that
another
very
stratosphere.
Clear.
Like, put I mean, it this he hasn't way. Won a Super Bowl. The guy way. Won one playoff game.
Brian Sorry, Dable gets fired. I mean, this Brian Dable gets fired this year. He will get another NFL head coaching.
I don't know about that.
He's
I don't think that's
year.
A guarantee.
I think he would be. Okay. The worst one is Pat Shurmur. Like, by far. As big a doofus as the other two are.
Sean, before you continue.
Yeah.
Dude. I can't wait to give you my IFO list.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you right now, you and I may be on the same page.
Joe Judge is an absolute boob.
Hold on. You guys missed the boat on this. Both Tiki and Loogie missed the boat. It's not even close. It's Pat Shurmur. Yeah. With all due respect.
Okay.
Continue on.
We're also talking about head coaching. Ben McAdoo, despite whatever roster was handed to him, did win 11 games. Now, he lost control of the locker room the next year. Whether you believe it or not, he had an eye for Patrick Mahomes. I guess I'm going to slant him up there. Pat Shurmur.
Who cares? He didn't get him.
Pat Shurmur, as the quarterback OC guy, was at the epicenter of Daniel Jones is my selection at quarterback, which also further set this back. He also operated an offense that simultaneously had Saquon and Odell Beckham Jr. and still couldn't win football games. Joe Judge, as bad as Joe Judge was, and I am not advocating for him at all, he was the second hire by an incompetent general manager, then also had an offensive coordinator named Jason Garrett forced into being hired by him, which then brought Mark Colombo, who tried to fistfight Joe Judge. Joe Judge, for as bad as he was set up to fail from the beginning
with
the position he was in.
But why?
Why? I mean, the moment you have
to... When you say set up to fail, that means it sounds intentional.
If you're being told, hey, this is the offensive coordinator we want to put with you, you're not hiring your own OC. That's not set up to fail?
It sounds like we don't trust you. We have no one else to hire, so we're hiring you because Bill Belichick said to hire you.
And from all accounts, those couple drafts with Gettleman, it sounded like the two completely clashed heads on everything they wanted to do. Mm. So I'm not telling you, in the end, he was a crappy head coach.
Right.
So we're arguing semantics here.
And he has not gotten another opportunity and will never.
I totally
get another opportunity.
So anything I'm saying pro-judge is not really pro-judge. It's just pro-judge in weighing to the options. Pat Shurmur was a worse head coach who also came in with experience.
I'd love to spin on this, though. Daniel Jones had his best season with Pat Shurmur.
Yeah,
so if Pat Shurmur had stick around, and Daniel Jones might have had a better career with the Giants. Can you dispute that on any level?
He had his best throwing the ball down the field season.
Right, which is one of his biggest strengths that they went backwards with when the clapper came here and they decided we're not going to throw the ball down the field anymore.
I agree. Joe Judge and Garrett further ruined Daniel Jones. Ben, after that, Brian Dable still found a way to make the playoffs with the guy who won a playoff game.
Yes.
By running the ball.
What is your list? You have Shurmur number one.
Shurmur, McAdoo, Judge, Dable.
Wow. Mm. Interesting. So you're going Shurmur, McAdoo, Judge, Dable. Judge, Shurmur, Dable, McAdoo. And Tiki went Judge, McAdoo at the top, Shurmur, Dable.
This is just a very sad exercise.
Oh, I think this is fun. I don't know about you. This is fascinating.
We won't do the Jets.
the Jet one is actually pretty easy.
Yeah, because they're all on the same level.
We have to go post Rex Ryan because Rex had success. Is that fair?
Yes.
So you're looking at Todd Bowles, Adam Gase, Robert Saleh, and do we include Jeff Albrecht?
I mean, you have to because he basically coached 80% of the season.
I'm gonna give you thought on that, and I'll give you an answer in a few minutes. Here's my giant one. I gotta tell you, I agree with Sean about Shurmur.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look, the thing about all four of these guys is I can find positives in all of them. Mm-hmm. I know that's tough to do because it was so bad. So I can give you positives on all of them. Like Ben McAdoo did make the postseason.
Of course.
They had a really good... Now,
they won 11 games. They won double-digit games.
Now, they had a lot of talent on that roster, especially on defense. They just had, like, this huge jump in a giant free agency, and Odell Beckham Jr. was making incredible plays, and you still had Eli Manning. So I give my positives on all of them. The Giants were a non-competitive mess under Pat Shurmur. And to me, again, as an IFO, I'm looking at all four of them and saying, who gave me a chance of hope? Three of them did. Joe Judge overachieved in 2020, and they were a win away. Not a win away. The Eagles not pulling crap away from winning the division. And I know it was only six wins, Evan. It doesn't count.
It would have been the worst division winner of all time.
It doesn't matter.
That's very true.
Joe Judge overachieved with that. I'm giving him some love here. I still think he stunk.
Now, they could have had a seventh win if Evan Engram could catch a ball in prime time.
I agree. And that's a part of it, too. Pat Shurmur gave you nothing. Zero. Now, did he get the most out of Daniel Jones? Absolutely. But here's the thing about Pat Shurmur. He's a wonderful offensive coordinator. He's a great offensive coordinator. Sure. As a head coach of the four, as someone who is here, working, talking about this crap every day, he was the worst. I agree with Sean. Number two is challenging. I'm going to actually give it to Ben McAdoo because somehow McAdoo couldn't get through a second season. You win 11 games. And you cause such a mess in your room, you can't complete a second season. Here's the thing about Joe Judge.
That's hard to do.
Very tough to do. Here's the thing about Joe Judge. He talked himself out of the job. He said a lot of dumb things at the end, and you're right, he gave up on the field. I hate that. That team stunk. They had no talent. He cost himself the job by doing dumb things like giving up on the field and saying ridiculous things to the media. So McAdoo was worse because he got himself fired even before the second year ended.
True. The other thing with Joe Judge is that when Dave Gettleman was resigned, then you had to give your new general manager a say in who was going to be the new head coach.
Yeah.
So Joe Judge was obviously talked himself out of the job, all those things we've been saying about, but it was also the circumstances of the Gettleman era ending.
100%. Now, while you guys were all arguing this, I did put out a poll, which I think, Sean, as the face of Giant fandom with your very popular podcast, One Giant Step, I think you owe the audience a retweet because you have a lot of Giant fan friends. I put the poll out in the post-Coughlin era, which has been the worst head coach for the New York Giants, McAdoo, Shurmur, Judge, and Daboll. The early returns, number one, and Tommy knew this going in, Daboll is not getting any votes.
Yeah.
I mean, as bad as people were at him at the end of the year, they did make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. There is hope coming into this year. Daboll's gotten 3% of the vote, and that's Tommy voting 56 times.
And he drafted the future at quarterback.
That's the hope.
And hope.
That's the hope. So we kind of knew Daboll had no shot to win this.
Yeah.
But Pat Shurmur is getting no hate.
He gets forgotten about because he doesn't have the lightning rod moment.
Yeah, but they stunk.
It was the limp era. Like that, you don't remember it.
The only things positives you could say about Pat Shurmur are attributed to his ability to be an offensive coordinator. Nothing about
how good he looked, how he made Daniel Jones look. You're right.
But when you think about
it's funny. I don't remember the season.
Yeah, two seasons.
Well, 18 and 19.
Yeah. I don't remember them. Like, I don't remember what happened, what my emotion was towards those seasons.
One of them, they lost a heartbreaker when Graham Gano kicked the ball from the parking lot in Carolina.
Wasn't that week one or week two? It was early in the season.
No, it was in October, but it was a brutal loss. They had, like, a play where Odell threw a touchdown to Saquon. Like, there was, like, cool design plays, but they were nothing.
Yeah, October 7th, they lost
that game.
What were
their records those years?
They were 5-11.
And 4-12.
And 4-12. So they were 9-21 over the 2-year period, but I think you're right. They were just nondescript and boring.
Right. But they were forgettable seasons.
It tanked Eli's career record those two seasons.
Yeah.
That's why he doesn't get a lot of love. He only has 15% of the vote. And then the winner by a significant margin in the early going is Joe Judge. Mm. And I think Judge gets that because of the quarterback sneak and because of the dumb things he said.
Because of how he made you feel. You viscerally hated how he coached at the end of that season. You hated it. And then you hated how he talked to defend himself. And it was just like, you're not going to win this argument against Joe Public.
And you know what?
Stop.
And you know what three of the four did that Pat Shurmur didn't do? Three of the four guys actually had decent first years.
Mm-hmm.
Ben McAdoo's first year, 11 wins in the playoffs. Brian Daboll's first year, 9-7-1, a playoff win. And even Joe Judge, I know they won six games, but you got to remember what the feeling was at the end of that season. Giant fans were happy, even though it was only six wins and they almost won the division. It was more, I feel good about the coach, I feel good about the team. Pat Shurmur gave you none of that. You just stunk the entire time. So this is one of those many scenarios where the people are just wrong.
Well, no, here's the
sorry,
lesson. Here's
me and
the
lesson. Same list, though.
Here's the lesson. If you're going to be bad, be forgettable.
Yes. And also have two guys with big, unforgettable moments sandwiching
That's
you.
That's right.